Welcome to another episode of Salesforce Trails and Trials, where we help you accelerate your career and turn soft skills into hard money by mining gold from project failures, bringing insights from ecosystem experts, and inspiration from others on the trail. Now joining us with over 20 years in the ecosystem, please welcome our host, John Klein.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Salesforce Trails and Trials. Today, I want to talk about growing your experience portfolio. Today, it's more important than ever to be able to quickly differentiate how you are different and why people should look at you as a resource rather than anyone else. Now, today, there's a lot of claims being made that people can do almost anything because the hype of AI is so significant that lots of people can make claims to be able to deliver all sorts of projects across the Salesforce platform. But many of them do not have a proven track record of doing so. And it doesn't mean that you have to have experience in every area. It means that having experience in some areas of Salesforce can really contribute to you having expertise and the ability to finish and find out the information you need to be successful on other areas. As we've talked about, most projects fail for non-technical reasons. So if you're strong in those people-first skills, it gives you a lot of potential and kind of positive likelihood of a successful outcome. So finding a way to demonstrate that is really important. So in this podcast, I'm going to highlight a few examples of ways you can make yourself visible and valuable and create ways of showing your experience, even if a client has not asked you to do these things yourself.
Do you have a challenging Salesforce or AI project? DevPod is your on-demand partner for success. With decades of expertise, 30-plus Salesforce certifications, and a people-first approach, we help you reduce risk and deliver real results. From solution design and business analysis to project management, DevPod scales to your needs, no matter how big or small. Ready to supercharge your success? Call me at 626-400-6281 or visit johnklein.com/dev. I answer my own calls and would love to help you move forward.
Now, I'll give you the first one. You've likely gone through and done trailhead trails, which is good. So think about some of those projects. I like, for example, the one that emulates the, it's called the Space Station. And it's, it emulates this really cool movie you might have known back from, the 70s. So I usually have people go through, do that Space Station app as it's designed inside Trailhead, and then think about a business case that could be added to that project. So once they have it, let's say, for example, you have the Space Station app and you're going to add something that's maybe even a little bit silly, but memorable and gives you something that you can demonstrate. For example, why don't you add a window washing project on top of it so that you can show a little bit about maybe assets, a little bit about work orders. You can add this whole aspect of staffing and make it as extensive as you want. And now you can demonstrate that on LinkedIn. You can provide a little video for your portfolio where you enhanced this app and added on this other use case. Once you start thinking about that, window washing, what else might someone do on the space station? Well, there might be a food service aspect. There might be a conference room reservation aspect on the space station. There might be an equipment rental or a spacewalk endeavor on that space station. You can start to see where there's a lot of potential businesses that could be done on that space station. And each one of them gives you the ability to both highlight those people first dimensions as you deliver the product, as you put together those dynamic forms, as you put together maybe a flow that onboards someone and creates the records, as you provide great reports and list views and really talk about the use case and speak to the different chain of pain of the roles, right? The manager, the individual contributor, the executives. You can do all of that in your video without anyone requesting that project from you. And you can just do it over and over again as you see fit. And that's just with the space station. There are so many great projects there, the suggestion app, and there's all kinds of tools that you can make use of there. And sometimes you can reach out to somebody, could be me, could be somebody else, that you want to get ideas on how do I extend this? What kind of business would be good? Because that is a really good skill for you to learn as you think about imagining and making suggestions of ways that another business can add value to their customers, or at least discovering and probing where there might be avenues to leverage the software to help in other business processes that have not yet been on your horizon. So all of that really focuses on your business analyst skills, on your configuration skills, and you can take it as far as you like. If you like development, if you like automations, you can really dig in there, because that Trailhead org gives you actually a lot of capability, and it lasts plenty of time for you to do this work, to extend it, and for you to record videos to be able to share with others. So leveraging and extending a Trailhead project is one way for you to demonstrate your abilities and your prior experience, because in most capacity, whoever's watching these videos, they don't know whether this was a paid POC from a customer. They don't really care. What they want to see is that you know how to walk through, demonstrate, tell a story of what you've done, and highlight those people first dimensions of what really matters and why it helps the people that you're building it for, even if they're imagined. A second aspect is there are generally always nonprofit organizations that are looking for help with their Salesforce instance. And so there's various directories. I'll put a few of them in the show notes that you can browse through and find opportunities to support. And if you know anyone that works at Salesforce, they often have a directory internally that is their 1% of time dedicated that will have organizations who are looking for help that they can share with you. Might be a good candidate for you to get experience. So I did that early in my career. I worked with some nonprofits on data loading and different aspects to just get my feet wet, working with people, learning how to kind of interact and be a great consultant in a very low pressure environment, because I'm volunteering my time. So the deadlines are not crazy. And sometimes they actually did work out into small billable projects after I was able to prove myself. So that's certainly a second aspect, is helping some of those thousands of organizations that have been given Salesforce as part of the 1% pledge. And they're always looking for, many of them are always looking for people to contribute who really believe in their mission and are willing to contribute their time and expertise. And it's a great way to enrich your resume and your portfolio on those projects. They will often want to, maybe give you a recommendation on LinkedIn, provide maybe even a video testimonial of what it was to work with you, and also give you something that you can demonstrate on your public portfolio. A third aspect that I'd recommend is, being able to really push yourself to learn new things as you have something on your portfolio to demonstrate. So maybe if you're a business analyst, this means learning how to leverage scratch orgs, learning how to set up a scratch org, learning how to use tools like, Snowflake and Cumulus CI to populate it with synthetic data. Maybe it means when you spin that up, you can configure your Scratch org to include different types of features. Maybe it has field service in there, or maybe it has, some revenue cloud elements. Move into areas that you're not quite familiar with and give yourself a project to do, maybe in discussion with others who can give you some use cases, but really push yourself to kind of go out of the boundaries of what you've typically done, to think about it beyond Trailhead, like what a customer would actually need. So it's much like the space station example, but now you're starting with a scratch org and really building out something on behalf of a faux client or customer, to be able to demonstrate that use case in an area that you're not familiar. And I recommend also bringing in some tools, even if you're a business analyst, but think about tools like, for example, you may have heard of Klein that works inside VS Code. It's like a co-pilot and it's going to help you. And so there might be an aspect where you're going to build a little Lightning web component to demonstrate something inside there. where you can show your ability to have a wide array of capabilities. Even if you're not an expert in all of them, you can leverage these tools to kind of help teach you how to do that. I love that tool because it has a planning mode first that can help you think through your solution. And then it has ACT, which will help you execute. So I'll send a link to that in the show notes as well. But thinking about going out of your boundaries of what you're comfortable with today and really trying to extend that to demonstrate that not only are you great at the conventional things, but you've kind of pushed into areas that you may not have been familiar with before. And this includes Agentforce. Certainly you can get Agentforce now in some of these testing orgs, and you can set up a scenario that you can make use of that. And I also recommend thinking about, you can leverage Klein for off-platform AI tools like Crew AI, for example, that can leverage Salesforce as a data source. Agentforce has a lot of capability, but there's going to be a lot of use cases that are better served by off-platform AI tools. And Crew AI is a great open source framework. There's another one called RunBear, which is more of a UI framework that you can set up. There's N8N that you can connect these tools and put together AI workflows. There's lots of capabilities out there, and it's good for you to be knowledgeable about some of the horizon of these tools so that when you're in meetings and you're having discovery calls and you're kind of supporting a solution design or helping deliver one yourself, you understand a lot of the tools out there and you can make the trade-off conversations with clients. What we don't want to have is confirmation bias towards Agentforce simply because Salesforce provides it. It offers a great level of capability and it makes it very accessible, but it also has its target and its swim lane. And there's a lot of use cases that are outside of that swim lane that can maybe more expeditiously and inexpensively deal with this use case for grabbing other data that's maybe not inside Data Cloud, for example, or the customer doesn't have Data Cloud, and so they need to be able to dig into this. So those are some areas I'd certainly recommend you look at to build out these projects, be able to demonstrate them and do dry runs with your peers, get feedback so you can really tell a good story. And definitely recommend, if you haven't looked at Great Demo and Peter Cohan and others, that you learn how to tell a story with your demo and leverage the software as a visual aid, because the software is not the story. The business case and the ROI and solving the chain of pain is the story. All of that is from my training with Great Demo over the years, and I really love their program. You can look on a prior podcast episode where we actually have a great interview talking about Great Demo. But the aspect of what do you now do with all of that to kind of make it public? So one method would be to spin up one of those, maybe you spin up a dev org, or you have your own internal Salesforce org, and maybe you put together a quick page on a Salesforce community, again, to demonstrate your capability. Certainly you can put it on a regular website, or you could build something to post using Klein inside VS Code to kind of get into the command line interface and really extend that. So I'm helping several BAs right now kind of grow in their ability to be familiar with the command line and really help with the assistance of a co-pilot like Klein inside VS Code to become more comfortable with this, because it adds so many great tools to your tool belt as a Salesforce professional to just know these capacities exist and to know how to leverage them. And AI can really support and augment what it is you're doing, so you're not kind of going in blind. Let me know how I can be helpful. Feel free to subscribe, drop a comment on how you're doing this. And as you get your portfolios up, I'd love to see it. Please post a link wherever you see this podcast or on my socials on LinkedIn. I would love to see that and celebrate your work. Until next time, we'll sign off.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of Salesforce Trails and Trials. If you found this episode valuable, we would love your help reaching others. Please subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this with another who would benefit.